Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of our dearly beloved Son, of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Saint Faustina, pray for us. Jesus Christ, the born Son of God, we trust in thee. So friends, today is the feast day of one of my favorite saints of all time, and that's Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton. And I actually remember when she was canonized. She is probably the first saint that I remember being canonized. And I remember it because she was the first saint born in North America and in these United States, even though it wasn't the United States of America, to be canonized. And that was a big deal to me. So anyway, she was born on August 8th, 1774, almost 2 years before the start of the American Revolution. She died January 4th, 1821. Born to a wealthy, affluent, and influential family in New York. Her birth name was Elizabeth Ann Bailey, B-A-Y-L-E-Y, not the traditional spelling. She grew up in a quiet and oftentimes lonely lifestyle, which was odd for someone of such affluence. She was a voracious reader, reading everything from the Bible to novels of her day. The Bible was to be her constant companion throughout her life, and she absolutely fell in love with Scripture. In 1794, she married the young and prosperous William Seton. She was madly in love with him. And she was quite happy in this marriage. Sadly, her happiness would be short-lived. William's father died about 4 short years into the marriage, which left William to care for the business as well as for his 7 half-siblings. The business was an import business, and it would soon fail. Bankruptcy would be declared, and William's health would fail shortly after that. After filing for the bankruptcy protection and the initial failing of William's health, Elizabeth and William left for Italy, where William had business contacts and friends. The move to Italy did not help his health, and William died there of tuberculosis. Elizabeth Ann took solace in the fact that William had started to gain an interest in spiritual things before the end came. With the death of William, Elizabeth was alone and separated from her family by a long distance. She was also very spiritual, and friends and family loved the fact that she was constantly concerned with their spiritual well-being and their spiritual health, and the fact that she was always concerned about that. And people just saw that as a tremendous and huge deal. Together with her kindness, of course. She was a very kind Yankee. And I say that with a lot of love for a lot of Yankees. But let's face it, I'm a Southerner. I've been a Southerner all my life. I'm always going to be a Southerner. And anybody born north of the Mason-Dixon line is suspect. That's just my opinion. And I reserve the right to be wrong about most things, but not about the faith. Anyway, so Elizabeth had lost her mother at a very young age. And because of that, she had a strong devotion to Our Lady. Our Lady became her mom, just as she is mom to all of us. And yes, I do call the Blessed Virgin Mary mom. And maybe a lot of you see that as being disrespectful. I see that as being with a lot of love, because I do have a lot of love for the Blessed Virgin Mary and a significant and tremendous amount of respect. But I call her mom because that signifies how close I feel to her. And when I seek her intercession, I refer to her as mom. Just like I refer to St. Joseph as dad. Now, Jesus didn't give St. Joseph to us or us to St. Joseph, but I feel like, and this is getting way off topic, but I'm going to say this anyway, and then I'll get back on the topic. I feel like by virtue of being married to Our Lady, Joseph is not just the foster father of Jesus, but our father as well. Because if he was married to our mother, then he must be our father. So I see St. Joseph as a fatherly figure as well as I see, and I refer to him as dad or as pops. And anybody's got a problem with that, I'm sorry, but that's the way I see things. So anyway, Elizabeth became Catholic, and she asked Our Lady to guide her in the path that God had created for her. Well, that path was to create schools, free schools, Catholic schools that educated without regard to money and without charge. Primarily, her schools educated African Americans and the poorest of the poor, but there were others that were educated at no charge. So anyway, she started her first school in Baltimore, Maryland, at the suggestion of the president of St. Mary's College in Baltimore. The school really started as a secular school until word of her conversion to Catholicism spread. This led to the withdrawal or removal of several girls from the school because there was, even though Maryland was named for Mary, Maryland, there was significant prejudice towards Catholics. I mean, Catholics were like the lowest of the low. We were horrible and terrible people because we worshiped Mary. And we worshiped the saints. And, you know, we followed the Pope blindly. And we don't do any of those things, as you all know. We don't worship Mary. We honor her as being first among equals among the saints. But we don't worship her. And we don't worship the saints. When we talk to the saints and ask them to intercede for us, it's no different than me going to John Benko and saying, "Hey, John, pray for me." Or going to Ken Litchfield and saying, "Hey, Ken, say a prayer for a friend of mine that died." But I'm getting off topic again. So anyway, to Elizabeth Ann Seton, and two young ladies who had helped her with the school to lay the groundwork for a group of religious sisters who would operate Catholic schools throughout the world. They opened the first free Catholic school in the United States, and I think that was in Baltimore. They also made arrangements for Elizabeth to continue rearing her own children. On March 29, 1805, Elizabeth Ann Seton declared her vows of poverty, obedience, and chastity. These vows, as any novice vows, are binding for only a year. However, from that day forward, she was known as Mother Seton, a name that is still borne by her. A lot of people call her Saint Mother Seton, and that would include me for the most part. So the rules for Saint Mother Seton's order was based on the rules of Saint Vincent de Paul for his Daughters of Charity. and these rules were approved by the Vatican in 1812. Though Mother Seton became afflicted with tuberculosis, she would continue to raise her own children. She died on January 4, 1821, at the young age of 46. She and the sisters working with her had started, in addition to their first school, two orphanages and another school. St. Mother Seton was well known for her love of the Eucharist, for sacred scripture, and for the Blessed Virgin Mary. To this day, there are six groups of nuns who can trace their origins back to the initial groundwork of St. Mother Seton. Interestingly, my church, St. James Church in Gadsden, Alabama, and if you're ever in Gadsden, please stop by and enjoy Mass with us. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful church. I love that church tremendously. Our parish hall is called Seton Hall, and there are many churches and parish halls named for her around the United States today. And I'm pretty sure there are some Knights of Columbus councils that are named for her as well. The Knights of Columbus don't really care if we're naming ourselves after a male saint or a female saint or a male, you know, a cardinal or a bishop, whether or not they're canonized, so long as they led a life worthy. And so I found a prayer, and this is on Catholic.org. that I want to pray with you. Lord God, you blessed Elizabeth Seton with gifts of grace as wife and mother, educator and foundress, so that she might spend her life in service to your people. Through her example and prayers, may we learn to express our love for you and love for our fellow men and women. We ask this through Christ our Lord, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, pray for us. Now, like I said, some of this information, and the prayer especially, came from Catholic.org. Some of the information also came from MorningAuthoring.com. And like I've told you many times in the past, if you're not using MorningAuthoring.com, you're missing a lot. As laypersons, we're not required to say the liturgy, to pray the Liturgy of the Hours. But I can tell you that it certainly makes me feel closer spiritually to our priests to do so. And one of my New Year's resolutions was to pray and become more spiritual, pray more often and become more spiritual. And one of the things that I've decided to do is to pray the Liturgy of the Hours. I also found an app, and I paid $9.99 for a lifetime subscription to this, and this app on my iPhone is called Universalis, and it has the Liturgy of the Hours and Saint of the Day and a bunch of other things. So those are two good sources. Oh, I forgot to end our prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So anyway, let's talk about what's going on. So Catholic Ken, tomorrow morning, he said that, or let's see, Catholic Ken, tomorrow morning, he's doing a live show on Friday, and he'll be answering common objections to the Catholic faith. common questions. He'll be answering some common questions. He may have a slight cold and may not be able to speak for too long tomorrow, so his show may go short, but bear with him and say a prayer for Ken. On Saturday at noon Eastern, William Hemsworth on Burnt Toast and Coffee is going to go over the prosperity gospel. On Saturday evening at 7 Eastern, Lisa Marie Nicole is going to have Mike Aquilino on Rockin' for God, and she's actually going to do that live on YouTube. The link is on my blog page for today, and it will be for tomorrow and probably for Saturday as well. And you can find my Saint of the Day blog at thefourpersons.net. That's thefourpersons.net. And so anyway, then on Monday, Luke is going to be starting on the Gospel of Love or the Gospel of John. You won't want to miss that, and that's at, I think, 7 Eastern. I will check on that. And friends, I want to ask you to join me again today in a Hail Mary for my friend that died. And his name, let me see, Sagarayan. He's from India. It's spelled Sagayaraj. And I know I butchered the pronunciation, but please join me in a Hail Mary for him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And we're running out of time for today. So if you're not listening live, or if you are listening live, you can go back and pick up the blog. For the streaming audio of the show. And by the way, all of our shows are streamed at blogtalkradio.com/the4persons. And you'll find links to all of our shows. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, I beseech you through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for me purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of my soul, and the special favor I implore in my present necessity. And that would be for repose of the soul of Sagarayan, and also for a lady who died today named Deal or Deli, D-E-L-E. Mother most pure, forsake me not, prayer, graciously hear me for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of my soul. To obtain this favor, I honor you by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, my Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, I humbly beseech you, obtain for me meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of my will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, Seed of Wisdom, as a tender mother, lead me in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable me to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain my petition. To obtain this grace, I honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of Penitent Sinners, I stand before you, sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for me true and perfect contrition for my sins, which I hate and detest with all my heart, because I love God. Mother most merciful, help me in my present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy toward us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, I honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And friends, in this the three Hail Marys novena, just like in the Hail Holy Queen, when I say, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, I don't know if it's required, but I do strike my chest three times. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Anyway, I've kept you too long. I'm a minute and change over, and I want to thank you all for joining me today. We did a lot in just a very short time. And so I want to thank you for joining me. My name is Richard Pettis, and I want you to have a blessed rest of your day until 3:30 Eastern tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.